This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A conference opened today on Palestinian reform and efforts to promote peace between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. To deal with those difficult issues, some two dozen countries and international institutions are represented in London. The conference host, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, appealed for help to strengthen the Middle East peace process and the Palestinian Authority.
There's probably no more pressing political challenge than to move this process forward, because it has a relevance on the streets of Britain, on the streets of European countries, as well as in the Middle East itself.
The new Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, hopes to receive international backing to help reform Palestinian institutions and also boost investment in the Palestinian economy. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is at this conference along with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. NPR's Julie McCarthy is covering the conference from London. And Julie, let's begin by noting a group that is not there. Israel is not represented. And what can this conference achieve without Israel?
Well, that's an interesting question. This is, however, the largest international gathering dealing with the Middle East for some time. It's another one of these markers. It's an event that says the atmosphere has changed, the relations are changed, the willingness of the parties to sit down has changed since the death of Yasser Arafat, and that is significant. However, without Israel here, as you point out, nobody is looking for big breakthroughs. In fact, this gathering, which Tony Blair first intended as a major peace conference, is no longer viewed that way at all. In fact, British officials are insisting on calling it a meeting, not a conference, and that's to underline the fact that this is not part of the roadmap for peace, but rather a means to try to get back to the roadmap. So it's an event of very measured ambition.
Okay, regarding this meeting, as we'll call it here, what does Mahmoud Abbas want out of this meeting since he did show up?
Well, he is part one of the meeting, and in closed sessions, he's expected to sort of set out his vision for political, economic, and security reforms. In the opening remarks that were televised, he told the conference that the Palestinians wanted to put their house in order and to work hand in hand, as he put it, with the Israelis. And now his plan for consolidating Palestinian security forces that we always hear so much about will be very carefully watched. Israel and the United States regard this as the linchpin for progress. And of course, the suicide bombing in Tel Aviv Friday frames the backdrop for this meeting. And after that attack, Israel put the brakes on turning cities back to Palestinian control, but it rejected a kind of broad military response, and you had the Palestinians arresting possible suspects. So a change in the way these things are seen afterwards. And on the way over, it was Secretary of State Rice who said she thought that they had shown considerable maturity on both sides. But there's no papering over, Steve, this basic problem. Israel wants what it calls the terrorist infrastructure destroyed. And that leaves Abbas caught between Israeli demands for action against militants and the Palestinians' demands for tangible evidence that Israel is prepared to make concessions that start to end the occupation.
Suppose the Palestinians' other need is for money, both to deal with the needs of the Palestinian Authority and also the economy in the area.
That's right. Again, this isn't a donor conference, but the Palestinians are very likely to raise the issue of financial assistance, which Tony Blair himself referenced as he opened this conference. It's expected that the oil-rich states will hear requests for money and pleas to make good on the hundreds of millions of dollars worth of pledges that they have made previously to the Palestinians and haven't delivered on. The World Bank, the IMF talk about the fiscal situation of the Palestinian Authority as precarious. The Palestinians argue that closures and restrictions on the movement of people and goods in the occupied territories has hampered their economy. But again, we return to security. Israel says those restrictions are there to protect its citizens from attacks of the kind we saw in Tel Aviv that killed five Israelis Friday.
So security may be the main issue, but another issue came up, I understand, when Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met the French foreign minister. They were talking about events in Lebanon.
That's right. After briefly outlining the progress inside the Palestinian meeting, Secretary Rice quickly moved on to Lebanon. And she said, events there are moving in a very important direction. Now, of course, the Syrian-backed government in Beirut stepped down yesterday under pressure from opposition protesters who want Syria out. Rice said the Lebanese people are starting to express their aspirations for what she called democracy without foreign interference, something she said the U.S. very much supported.
Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Julie McCarthy covering a meeting on Middle East peace and other issues today in London.